it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm certainly not a ball treatment specialist.
Mike Tomlin talking about the K-balls. Now you can bring your own balls to the game if you're a kicker, and you can work them all week and make them all nice and plump the way you want them. But Tomlin says he's not a ball treatment specialist.
I'm certainly not a ball treatment specialist.
Would that be a proctologist?
Don't ask me.
You get that vasectomy yet, Dickerson?
Nope.
If you do, would you have to change your last name? I'm full of them today.
Yep.
You can't count on much these days. You can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Starting at just $30 for your first year. That's like $2.50 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. That was hardly the most noteworthy piece of Mike Tomlin's press conference, the K-balls thing. However, I do think an advantage the Steelers have had, as long as they've had Chris Boswell, is now an even greater advantage. And whether there's reality in the K-balls being better for the kicker, I do think there's a mental aspect to it where, hey, I've been working on this thing all week. I know what I can do with these balls, and I know I can go out there from 65 yards and drill one. I think Boswell is primed to have one of the great seasons a kicker has ever had in the history of the game, and I think the K-balls make a difference.
Yeah, that's an outlandish take.
It is an outlandish
take? Not,
oh, thank you.
Not, sure. What does that mean? What is it, just kicker balls?
Yeah. You used to be able to do it, then you stopped being able to do it, now you're able to do it again.
Then you're, next year they're going to stop doing
correct.
It. Correct. Because seeing what kickers have done and from the preseason to even just right now.
I'll tell you what, kickers were bad in week one, except for Folk,
yep.
And except for that extra point. And Chris Boswell, a lot of kicks missed this week. The Atlanta game decided by a kick. The Cleveland game decided by a click. Kick. But I'm with you. I do think you're probably primed to have one of the better kicking years in the history of the sport.
Depth-wise.
Yes.
Like, we're going to get some 65, 60s, 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 65,
we got 68. The 70-yarder in right. The in the Jacksonville preseason game.
You know
game.
Somebody's going to go for that this year.
I would hope. And here's where it actually is really important for the Steelers. We saw Tomlin a couple of years ago in Indianapolis pass up a 57-yard field goal. I think any time you can get the ball 60 yards or closer, you kick that sucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if you're in Pittsburgh. I don't care where you are. Every time you should have confidence lining up. It should not even be a question. And I think when we're talking about end of half, end of game scenarios, I think you extend that sucker out to 65. Why not?
What about weather whenever we're in November, December? I mean, obviously, you play in Detroit, so there's a game where it's like, all right, we need points. They're probably,
yeah,
you know, you do it indoors, but weather, I may change my
sure
mentality to it.
Sure.
Towards it.
It's going to be a beautiful Sunday this weekend.
Oh, my gosh, what, 78?
That might be his distance, 78. I mean, really, I would trot him out there for a 65-yarder at the end of half kind of situations where you're not worried about giving the ball back to the other team. How far do we think that would have been good from?
70.
I think so, too. It hit the net
yeah.
from 60 yards away.
Oh, yeah, 70.
Aaron Rodgers gets a lot of credit. Would they go 39 yards on that last drive? That's another game-winning fourth-quarter drive. It goes in the stat sheet for Aaron Rodgers. There's some luck. You got the pass interference call. You also got the bouncing ball. And you also have the greatest kicker potentially in the history of the sport. Chris Boswell is a cheat code, and now he's got balls. How about that? Mike Tomlin on Roman Wilson only playing 10 snaps.
Lack of possession of the football and gender relative to that day. You know, I got no intentions of explaining the minutia of rep distribution week in and week out. We got a really good collective, in some instances, highly specialized skill sets. And so And some weeks, those skill sets are going to be highlighted and utilized. Some weeks, they're going to be minimized. It's just a component of winning football games in today's NFL and really don't require a whole lot of explanation.
Do we buy that from Mike Tomlin?
Yes.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
All right, I actually buy it too. I just wanted to hear Jerry Springer. I do think they have confidence in Roman Wilson. You're in the flow of the game. Calvin Austin III was playing really good football. Pat Freiermuth was playing good football. DK Metcalf was playing good football. Ben Skowronek caught a touchdown. Jonnu Smith had a touchdown. What did I do?
A lot, mother bleeper.
I knew that's what you were doing. What did I say?
Jerry Springer.
It was Maury Povich.
Yes.
Son of a friggin' jackass.
Oh, you're getting, you're racking them up today. We're at like, what, three?
We're at two. We're at two.
All week, three.
Yeah.
You had one, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I had a good start to the week.
And yep.
I really called Maury Povich.
Yeah.
Jerry Springer.
Yeah, you did.
Is that egregious?
Yeah.
Yeah, even I caught
it. One's alive, one is dead.
Which one's alive?
Oh, my gosh.
Did we lose Springer?
Yes.
Okay. Just making sure.
I didn't mean to go, you know, cut into your soliloquy there, but go ahead.
Well, no, I knew that's what you were doing because you were talking in Austin's ear, and I was thinking, oh, maybe he just wants to have his computer up so that he can hit the lie detector thing, and then about halfway through with your urgency there, I realized, no, you were about to hit me with something, and I didn't know what mistake I had made. So that's three. Great. Wouldn't it just be wonderful? I get to wear a 13-9 shirt this week on Friday.
Wouldn't that just be
tremendous?
It's going to happen.
To Tomlin's point.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't think it is them being dissatisfied with Roman Wilson or anything like that. I think because there's no clear, or at least there wasn't before Sunday, wide receiver two, I think it's going to be matchup specific. It's going to be game plan specific. If they feel like there's an opponent where you need smaller, quicker guys and less of the tight end game, I think you'll see more Roman Wilson. So I think, okay, a lot of people want to get their alarm bells going off, want to start waving the red flag. Uh-oh, what's going on with Roman? I think maybe even this week you might see more Roman Wilson. I'm not willing to say that this guy's going to be a bust here after one game of his second season when he barely played in his first year.
Didn't look at the personnel distribution, like, but I assume that they were more two tights than one tight than three wide receivers. So that has a little bit to do with it whenever you're game planning. If they're going to go more three wide receivers, you may see him. But there was a moment where I think that the play was tagged where it was specifically for Skowronek that he went into the game over. Roman Wilson was to set up the play that he scored on because, you know, you sift block, as we talked about yesterday, through the line. You
well,
block,
sift block there, Bechtold.
And then you go over and run the over route. So I think that that wasn't because Roman couldn't do it. I think that they knew that Skowronek's a better blocker and more proven player to go in there and do that at that time. So I don't scoff at it at all. I think Roman will get his opportunities. It may not be a lot because of the type of personnel that they're going to run out in the field every single game. Is their top personnel with two tight ends or three tight ends?
And the Steelers were trailing in this game, but it never felt like it got away from them. If they're in a situation where it is getting away from them and you need more three wide receiver sets, then yeah, of course,
yeah,
you're going to see more Roman Wilson. I think it's an astute point by you with Ben Skowronek because they weren't having success running the football. So if I'm the Jets, I'm thinking, okay, you brought Ben in the game. Now that was early, but you bring Ben in the game. They want to establish the run. It makes all the sense in the world. So I don't believe Tomlin was lying. And do you see how I walked myself into that mistake too?
Mm-hmm.
I just wanted to hear the sounder. I wasn't even actually calling Tomlin out for a lie.
You just wanted to play it.
I just wanted to play it.
Self-inflicted wounds.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. Mike Tomlin on Sam Darnold.
This guy's just battle-tested, man. He's been in a lot of system, in the midst of it all, moving around. He's continually improved over the course of his career. He makes quick and fluid decisions. He's good with the ball. He takes care of the ball. He moves his unit, and that's why they had the type of success that they had with him in Minnesota and why they won as a football team. And so he certainly has our attention.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
I think they're going to have him seeing ghosts, and I think Mike Tomlin knows it.
I think he respects the trajectory of Sam Darnold's journey and career, and he wanted to give him his flower, not flowers. Like, hey, you did a great job coming from the dead, waking up from the dead, and you got figured out a way to get yourself paid $100 million. You're a former first-round pick, but you're still Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
I think that's what was going on there.
One singular rose for
one
Sam
rose.
Darnold.
He didn't get flowers.
We respect the work ethic and how you brought yourself back from the dead, zombie Sam Darnold, but you can always tell when Mike Tomlin really respects the quarterback, and he will go chapter and verse about that quarterback. He did not do that yesterday with Sam Darnold. Now, important to point out, he also didn't give Justin Fields much credit for what he's able to do throwing the football.
Athlete.
Mm-hmm. It was
physically
all about the
built.
Athlete.
Yes.
And then they allowed him to beat them on the ground and through the air. I don't think they're afraid of Sam Darnold, but this would be the week. Get his ass on the ground. He's mobile, but he ain't, obviously, Justin Fields. Mike Tomlin, who did not want to be asked about snap and rep distribution, was asked about snap and rep distribution with Kenneth Gainwell.
We've played against him, and he's made some plays against us. Played him in Philly a year ago, man. Those third down conversions that he made were a significant component of the game. They threw the ball to him on swings with very little risk. He won some one-on-one circumstances and converted, allowed drives to stay alive, put points on the board. He was also a very viable special teams player for them. A year ago, I think he had six or so tackles on their kickoff unit, and so I wasn't surprised by that playmaking component of his game. You know, maybe his talents were minimized because of the talents of those around him. I mean, he did play with Saquon. You know, those are some of the things that went into the excitement around his acquisition.
I think the test determines that Mike Tomlin is the father. I mean, he is talking about this man as if he is his son.
Mm-hmm.
They love Kenneth Gainwell. And you've been on that for a while. I always thought they liked him. They love him. What did he catch? Three balls, had seven carries. Warren had 11 carries.
Right.
It was a 1A, 1B situation, and Kenneth Gainwell goes down and makes a tackle and forces a fumble on special teams. He's a big-time Tomlin favorite, and I think we might see him more going forward.
Is that the most carries he's had in a game in his career?
He had seven, I think, when we broke this down a couple of weeks ago. I think eight is his career
Eight
high.
Is career, okay.
I'm on. I'll look it up.
All right. Yeah, they love him because they love what he can do in the pass game and not being just a pass protector in the backfield, but, you know, running on linebackers. I think that's what they wanted to establish last week. So, I don't hate that at all. You know, you look at the rep distribution, and I was sitting there during the game wondering, like, man, where's Jalen Warren? Is he hurt? Did he get hurt? Because Kenneth Gainwell was getting a lot of burn. So, I understand the method there. I just think that maybe this week they will run the ball more with Jalen Warren, and they'll just put Kenneth Gainwell out there for passing situations. They're not going to try to set it up as much.
Yeah. They need to establish that rhythm for Warren, and you got to do it now.
Yeah.
You got to do it now. The most carries that he's ever had in a game is 14.
Okay.
Kenneth Gainwell.
All right.
Last year, not a ton.
Right. Saquon.
Because you got the Saquon. They love Kenneth.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. And if they want to be obsessed with him, I'm fine with it, because the guy they were obsessed with last year after he got hurt in the Colts game was Cordarrelle Patterson, and he just wasn't the same guy post-injury. Kenneth Gainwell is a better player. 412-928-9370. Texter writes in, the Tomlin lie detector test has potential to be the best segment on 93.7 The Fan.
Oh.
Thank you, Dad. And a lot of people texting, and then I got it wrong that it wasn't Jerry Springer. Yes. Thank you.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.